Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So this is another one in the series that I call Foresight 2020. It means looking ahead by looking behind to make 2020 the best year ever. Now, I don't know if you watch TV or not, but there was this really controversial commercial by Peloton where a guy buys his wife a $2,000 exercise bike. And instead of focusing on the coolness of the bike, they focus on her desire to get fit. Guys, let me give you a little marriage advice. Don't buy your wife an exercise bike unless she comes to you and says, "I want you to buy me an exercise bike." But two things happened through this. That actress actually got another gig doing a gin commercial where she's sitting out with her girlfriends and they're comforting her, and she grabs this gin and she swigs the whole thing down. And one girl says, "Ooh, this is going to be a fun night." But the other thing that happened is the real winner of the controversy is Peloton, because everybody kept saying Peloton and people were sharing the commercial on social media and it just turned into this big hullabaloo. And think of all the free advertising they got from people talking about the Peloton commercial. Now, let's face it. If you're going to buy a Peloton, you're going to buy a Peloton, right? If you're not into exercise biking, you might choose another one. Or maybe you want to go to the gym or whatever. So I don't think the commercial itself was nearly as effective as the controversy. And so looking ahead, if you want to create a buzz in 2020, maybe you should create some controversy. Nah, maybe not. But it certainly can't hurt you to create some great content that's worth talking about. And that's what we're here for. So let me look into my Zoltar crystal ball and see what's happening. Speaking of commercials, Zoltar is featured in Liberty Mutual commercials. Now, they have a whole bunch of different series going on, including Limu Emu and Doug. And it took me the longest time to figure out that Limu stands for Liberty Mutual, L-I-M-U, Limu. Okay, so sometimes the most obvious things don't always work out. But looking in my crystal ball, one thing I can predict is that email marketing will be super hot in 2020. Why is that? Well, everybody says that social media is the thing, right? A lot of people even say, "I don't need a website. I've got social media." Well, here's the thing about social media. Social media is advertising. That is putting your media in front of people so that they can consume it. And that's what a lot of people want to do. They want to get their messages in front of people. But I'm here to tell you that social networking is much more important. Because that is how we build relationships. But whether you do social media or social networking, there's one thing you need to realize. You don't own it, and you can't control it. As a matter of fact, the social media companies decide who sees your ads, how often they see your ads. So ultimately, when it comes to social media, you may be able to control the message, but you cannot control who sees it. And that's the thing about email. Emails are pretty much the same, except you control the content and the end user controls whether they see it or not, whether they subscribe or whether they open it in their inbox. Now, something that's been around for the last couple of years and is new this year is GDPR, which stands for General Data Protection Act. And that's what's happening over in Europe. But in the United States, we have the California Consumer Privacy Act, which is basically GDPR for the US. And I think this is going to be something that's going to start popping up more and more. Basically, what it's there for is you have to let people know how you collect and use their data. So the bottom line is double opt-in is going to be a lot more important. When you collect names, people have to actively subscribe to your list. What that means is that you can't go out and just buy names and start shipping email to them. Otherwise, you're going to be breaking the law. So you have to be a lot more thoughtful and a lot more systematic about how you approach gathering names and sending out information. So with that in mind, it's time to freshen up your email game with these five tips. The first thing is how you collect names and how people download things. Now, one of the things about GDPR is it used to be that you could force somebody to double opt-in in order to get something. Say you put a form on your website. I fill it out. In order for me to get the freebie or the, you know, the Cracker Jack box prize, I had to actually opt into the email list. Then you would send it. No, now somebody can subscribe by going in and filling in their info, but they don't have to opt into your list to get that prize. So one of the things that you should do is when you're adding people to your email lists, make sure you're tagging them wherever you're collecting their names so you know how you found them. And then give them the prize before they opt in. And then you want to track which content they engage with. If they click on a particular article or email, you want to be able to track that for future reference. So that brings me to the second piece, and that's segmenting your audiences. So when somebody new comes in, you want to know what forum they came from. What did they download? That's important. And if they choose to stay on your list, you want to be able to track which content they are engaging with. What did they click on? What did they open? So once you do that, you can start to say, hey, they're more interested in this kind of information and start feeding more of that and less of what they're not opening. The other piece of this is don't neglect your current clients. Add them into the mix because their needs may change over time. You might be able to tell what they're interested in, and you might be able to just pick up the phone and talk to them. The other thing you want to look at is fresh content. Now, fresh content means that you have to create new stuff. It doesn't mean you can't repurpose old stuff. But you want to make sure that you add a good, consistent design to it. You want to make sure that the topics are relevant to today's business climate. And finally, you want to look at maybe having multiple headlines. Say you write one article, but one group of people are interested in topic A, another person is interested in topic B. You may send the same email with a different headline to different groups. That way you can maximize the open rate based on the needs and the feedback that those people have given you. The next thing you want to think about is keeping it short and simple. That means one topic per email. The more things you give them to click on, the more confused they get. So make sure you only have one call to action per email. Now in mine, I send out three different pieces of info. My blog and two podcasts, but it's generally all the same type of content. They just get to choose how they want to consume it. And then finally, you have to be consistent. The bottom line here is send out stuff on the same date and time. Try to use the same format and same graphics. And finally, use social media with the same type of graphics to build awareness. So with all that being said, instead of using Zoltar to try to predict the future, I suggest you use your clients' data, your fan club, to tell you what info they want and what they're willing to interact with. So one of the things I suggest you do is invest. Invest in yourself. Invest in your future. If you're looking to extend your relationships in this coming year, invest the time to learn how to use LinkedIn the right way. To learn more about my tips and classes, visit liforsales.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.